What's up, guys? It's Jay. Before we start the show, I want to tell you about a new offer we've got going through Simply Syndicated. It's a GoDaddy.com offer. Get your own domain name, mastersofnone.com. That's one of them. SimplySyndicated.com, our network's website, is one of them, too. We use GoDaddy for all our stuff. GoDaddy.com. Use the offer code MASTER69 and get yourself a 99-cent domain name. If you're in the UK, it's 69 pence, I believe. What's all this then? 99-cent domain name. It's a good deal. If you're getting a website, you need a website for yourself, or just, you know, park a few, man. You never know when you might need them. You got a crazy idea? Get the domain name now while you can. We use it. You should too. And it helps out us, and it helps Simply Syndicated to keep the shows free. So go to GoDaddy.com, reserve your domain name now for 99 cents. Use the offer code MASTER69. It's not only going to save you money, but it's also sexy. Master 69. Plug it in at GoDaddy.com. Thanks.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
What's up, everybody? It's Art from Masters of None. With me is Jay.
Yo.
And Mike.
Hi.
And this is episode 3 from season 13, correct?
Yes.
And this is going to be the top 8.5 ways we do not want to die. And it was an idea that kind of came to me, and I talked over with Mike and Jay, and they're like, yeah, it's cool with it. So we're going to kind of run with that. Before we go into those topics, Jay's got a couple beers that he wants us to try out, right?
Yeah.
What you got, sir?
I get pizza stuck in my gums. It's awful.
That's delicious.
I had like a
it's a weird name of
cavity,
a beer,
like in between the teeth, like on the side.
You have a side
I don't know
cavity?
What the fuck they did, but like I don't know if you just like sliced that whole like side of the tooth off.
Yeah.
But now there's like a huge gap between.
You're pulling
a
me right now.
Like, oh, sorry, Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm so preoccupied.
Yeah.
I don't know, but there's like a huge gap there now. Anytime I eat something, it gets stuck in there and just like irritates the fuck out of my gums right in there.
Do you have an abscess, man? Because those things suck.
I don't know.
Hope you don't.
That might be on my list, though. This Cheers. Is Duclos Sweet Baby Jesus.
Oh, I've had this. This is great.
Peanut butter porter. Wow. Chocolate peanut butter porter.
It is delicious.
Wow.
I don't like porters, and this is really good.
It smells like peanut butter.
Yeah, this is ridiculously good.
Yeah.
I see everybody like on Twitter or Facebook, look what I'm picking up, look what I'm picking up. I'm like, I wonder how that tastes. Now I do, so thank you very much, man. This is good.
Out of Maryland. Freaking delicious. You can get it in Jersey.
Yep. Yeah, so some places that have it on tap, actually, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't get it in New York.
Good shit.
Nice, man.
Tasty.
And along the way through this episode, you have a couple more beers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, so for our 8.5, Mike, you want to start off?
Sure. I didn't really number these just because they all suck.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to die at all.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't want to die at all. So I'll just get to go with my first one here. Fire ants. Being eaten by fire ants.
Now, would you be kind of... Again, I think this is almost like, you know how Stephen King writes in his novels where like he writes the worst deaths possible because that's like his fears and hopefully if he writes about it, it's not going to happen to him.
Is that true?
Yeah. I know I bullshit a lot of things, but this is kind of true. But no, that's what he does. So, I mean, for you, would you be kind of be like, you know, tied down or something, or would you just couldn't move, or like what would be the situation for that?
I just thought of like Indiana Jones, like that shitty Indiana Jones movie where like you trip, fall, and ants just eat you immediately. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's not a slow death.
All
it's
of
just
them
quick. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just two like the words, both words together are terrible. Fire and ants. It's just terrible. That's a terrible thing. Put them together and it's just awful. Crawly. The creeps. Yeah, I would not want to die. Let's put this out there right now. I don't want to die, period. So these, the ways that I'm writing here, these, this is really how I don't want to go.
Okay. Nice. So. Jay, what about you, man?
My 8.5 would be chasing a roadrunner off a cliff. Especially where I would just run and then I would pause for a minute and then I would hold up a sign that says bye-bye and then I would just fall.
Well, the problem is you look down. If you just didn't look down, you could keep walking on air.
Yeah. I've seen that happen.
You have to know cartoon physics. Also, too, you wouldn't die. You would just flatten like a pancake, and then we just come with a little one of those things that you, you know, make flames. And
I would walk away like an accordion.
Yeah.
Like
free, 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 free.
Nice.
So you'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For me, my 8.5 is similar to Mike's, but it's, you know, it's kind of like in a comic book or something. If you get like bitten by an insect or something, you turn into something. But I think if I got bit by something and I'm like, ugh, like, you know, the first day it's like, yeah, I got bit. And then the next day it kind of turns into like maybe a blister and all that. And you're like, ah, it'll go away. And it doesn't go away. And you slowly die because of a bite that you didn't
Blood poisoning.
Yeah.
Like one of those like Black Widow bites.
Yeah.
Or a spider bite.
Yeah.
Where like it slowly spreads and fucking your whole like whatever around the bite just like dissolves in the venom.
It just takes over and it just looks like again like Jim Henson's creature shop.
Bloodstream and just hurts your whole body.
It sucks for two ways. One, because if you actually acted on it the first day or like the second day, you probably could have lived, but like after a while, like, I'll be fine. Especially for us guys. Like I think you're different, Mike, and I know you love MRIs, but I think Jay, you're kind of my boat. Like the last physical I had a physical this year, but the one prior to that was 10 years ago.
Week ago.
Really?
You? I had one a week ago.
Okay, yeah. My physicals were like every like 10 years, and the doctor was like, you need to do better on that. I'm like, all right. So like, cause you're just kind of like, it's a spider bite. You'll be fine.
Right.
Then like 3 weeks later, you can't move like your right arm and you're dead.
No, but like the bad ones, like you know, like like within a day.
My doctor laughs at me now at this point. I'm like, this happened in March. What do you think about that? And he's like, ha ha, that's adorable. Get out of here, you little troll.
Gives you a lollipop. And says,
tussles your hair.
Yeah.
Nice.
Smacks you on the butt on the way up.
I'm healthy again, by the way. So,
hey, congratulations.
Number one. Cholesterol's a little off, but you know, you just got to introduce more fish to my diet. There you go.
Mega protein pills.
Mike, this is salmon. Salmon, Mike.
And I can't fight this feeling.
Slow mo walk on the beach.
No, I agree, but yeah, spider bite like that, like something like that where it's like blood poisoning or where it slowly comes up and then all of a sudden like your muscles spasm and you just basically break your own back, like just convulsing and oh god, jam, that would suck.
For me the worst thing is like now in the summertime or like the fall, I'm always nervous that my kids are going to get ticks.
Oh, ticks.
Yeah. And I'm just like, please.
Hey, ticks.
I'm like, don't roll on the ground. Don't have fun. Don't be a kid. What are you doing?
Stay indoors. Play video games. But the worst thing about the tick bites is the ones that they don't... Like, I was lucky. I got bitten by a tick and saw the little circle or whatever on my hip. And then the next day, like 102 fever. Like, easily. So then I went to the doctor and he was like, yep, Lyme disease. Here's some pills. You'll be fine.
Yeah, see you in 6 months.
Yeah. So like I took like all these pills or whatever, and it was gone. It was gone in a few months, whatever. But like but the big fear is you don't see that shit, and then you have a fever, and you're like, oh, I just got the flu, or whatever, and then it just and then you're done.
Yep,
that sucks.
Oh look, besides JT Sarah and Farleman Punks, we have a new guest in our chat room, Ed.
Ed's here. Hi, buddy.
What up, dude? Ed.
We're talking about ways we don't want to die. All right.
And so, number 8, Mike.
Botulism.
What is botulism?
Botulism is like when, you know, you hear those stories about a family, you know, a whole family after Thanksgiving died due to undercooked turkey.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, like food poisoning?
Yeah.
Like E. coli or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Well, like if you eat a can of peaches that, you know, like...
a can of paint.
Yeah, a can of paint. If you eat a can of peaches, like, you know, the top is kind of like... bubbled over, or it's like, you know, kind of and like, oh no, this is good, this is fine, this is 2015,
right?
Nope.
Yeah,
I was nervous. Like, we got like fruit salsa or mango salsa, and like my wife brought it home and she's like, hey look, I'm like, I'm not eating that. She's like, what? I'm like, the plastic thing is over, you know, it has a bump on it, we're all gonna die if you eat that.
Yeah.
And so she brings it over to her dad's house, and like everyone's eating. I'm like, I would not eat that, botulism. And they're like, would you just calm down? I'm like, no, botulism.
Botulism straight up.
And then they all die.
No, I'm there's nothing that scares me more. Well, there's a lot of things that scare me more, but there's
obviously because you have seven more.
One of the things that scare me a lot is cooking meat.
Really?
Like, straight up cooking meat. Like, I'm
Are you petrified. A well-done person, then?
No, I'm not, actually. I used to be. Used to be hardcore. And I don't mind well-done steaks or burgers or whatever, but... chicken, especially, scares the shit out of me. I'm like, I don't know if this is cooked enough.
Yeah, just give it out. It's gross.
Yeah.
And you're cooking it, and you get the raw juice everywhere.
Yep.
It's nasty.
It's pretty gross. But yeah, steaks and stuff especially is just like this. I'm just like, yeah, I don't know what's good enough. We got another beer?
Yep.
What are we drinking?
So this is hard root beer.
Mmm.
By Sprecher?
Sprechen die Deutsch.
Yeah. Sprechen die Deutsch.
So this is, it's like hard lemonade, except it's hard root beer. Alcoholic root beer.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
I love it.
Wow.
How fucking great is this?
I love it.
Okay, this is going to sound really weird, but it smells like a root beer, and then like it tastes like a root beer, then the aftertaste is like a strawberry icy or a cherry icy.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Am I wrong on that or no?
No, you're right. You're right, though.
This is, wow.
Yeah, that's fucking tasty, right?
Can you get this in...
I found this in Maryland. I don't know where else you can get it.
Well, who makes it?
Sprecher?
Wow.
It's a brewery. They make regular beer.
Wow.
Damn.
Right?
That's fucking good.
Cool. Yeah, that's freaking delicious.
Yeah, Ed agrees with me. People eating rare hamburgers blows my mind. Steak tartare too.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking weird.
Like
sushi I can handle. I actually really like sushi a lot. But you're right though, when it comes to like if it's not supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
If meat's supposed to be cooked a little bit more, it's
but
odd.
It's not even the thing. It's the same way with sushi. If you get fish that's no good, if you eat it raw, I mean, fish is supposed to be fine as long as it doesn't have anything, any diseases or whatever. Same thing with meat. If it's fine, you should be able to eat it. It's just that cooking it kills whatever it is.
If it's fine.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
If it's fine. Same thing with fish. You can get bad fish and eat it raw and you get sick too.
Oof.
Especially a three-eyed fish in Springfield.
Yes.
That's true.
All right, Jay, number 8 for you.
All right, my number 8.
This is damn good root beer.
Yeah, it is.
Goddamn.
I want to say like falling into like some sort of crevice,
like then, 127 hours.
Yeah, yeah, something like that, and then combine that with like just starving, dehydrating to death slowly.
My wife said the same thing. Starving.
So you get the claustrophobia,
starvation,
and then you get the starving over a long period of time / being completely dehydrated and dying.
Would you pull an Aaron Ralston and like cut off like your arm or leg into?
I would if that was the only choice.
I think,
Me
too, yeah.
I would, but I would be really pissed if I did that and, like, as soon as I got out, the EMT was, like, coming my way.
Just driving.
Go away! I was like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me! Like, that would be my luck. Like, I'm always that type of guy that's like, you know what? No, I'm gonna wait 10 more minutes. And then it's like, fuck, I know as soon as I decide to leave, they're gonna show up. So I'll wait another 10 minutes for no reason. And then they don't show up. You know, and that's exactly what I do with this. I'll be like, nah, my arm's strapped. I'm fine. I'll wait. All right, maybe I should cut it off now. But somebody's coming. Somebody's here. So, yeah, for now, I get there.
that was a fucked up movie, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
We didn't want to turn the sirens to freak you out, Mike, so we just came silently.
We heard you were here. Hey, it's a party.
You're stuck here, too?
Yeah.
Weird.
Jesus. Yeah, that would suck.
Damn. Yeah, that's freaky, dude. Don't want to do that.
Like, you ever see, like, you know, like, videos, like, people, like, going on, like, mountain climbing and shit, and they just, like, kind of, like, casually jump over, like, an endless, like...
chasm?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they're like, meh. Yeah, whatever.
No big deal.
Yeah.
It's like, what if you fell in there? Like, you'd probably live and just be stuck in there until you die.
You ever watch Man vs. Wild, where, like, Bear Grylls, he's, like, you know, he's doing all the stuff or whatever, and... in between each little section that he talks about, he always brings up stories of people being lost somewhere, and like this is what happens or whatever, and it's always like the worst possible story ever. It's like, you know, it's like in 1989, a whole family was trapped in the Mojave Desert for over 18 days with little to drink or eat. They ended up surviving on their own urine.
And their little toddler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And their autistic son.
Little Billy.
All right, my number eight, I had to put in there, falling into the pit of Sarlacc.
That would suck, because he digests you for how many years?
Over 1,000 years.
Over 1,000 years he digests you.
Right.
And I wouldn't have a jetpack to get out
of it. Wouldn't you die before you're finished digesting them?
What is shitty?
You're only going to live about 100 years.
They keep enzymes in you to keep you alive.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Sarlacc's colon must be blocked. Huge.
His Carlin?
Colon.
His George Carlin.
Colon Carlin. What the hell am I doing in this desert? Come here, Boba. I bet George can kick the shit out of you. Boba. You kids and your fucking fancy names. Hey, Boba.
Boba. Han.
Boba.
What was that thing? Goulet? It's like...
Goulet.
When he sings
how do you know about
hits?
The Sarlacc pit? Is that in the movie? Or is that like in a book or some shit?
No, it's in Return of the Jedi.
Oh, they say that?
Yeah.
They say that, right? Yeah,
C-3PO like translate for Jabba.
Oh.
Oh, man, what was the thing he's...
It would be great if C-3PO like, did like a fake translation.
Yeah.
Oh, Master Jabba said, I'm a fat piece of shit.
John Dittolet.
Jabba just fucking whacks him with his tail inside his head.
Papa, there you go. Yeah.
Papa. Yes, like, love it when you call me Big Papa.
Staring contest. Nice. Number seven, Mike.
Let's see. A ride at Disney.
Oh, my gosh.
Dying on a ride at Disney would suck because you become, not only do you become a statistic, which I always hate. I hate any death where you become just a number. Like, your death means nothing.
Except you'd be number one because nobody dies at Disney.
Yeah. Apparently.
But they airlift you out right in the parking lot. Right. Like.
And then you did. But not only that, though, but it's the whole concept of their, you know, the ride shut down for 45 minutes while they hose it off and then then they run again. Sorry, folks. We got some technical difficulties.
We got pieces of Mikey on.
Space Mountain will be open as soon as we get these eyeballs off the track.
Yeah, that's actually my number six right there. Like, amusement park death.
Like, my one is kind of like that, too, is like dying while skiing or doing other sort of recreational things.
Yeah, something like where you're like, this is great, this is awesome, I'm dead. Get a good picture. Because
then you're just the punchline as well.
Yeah.
Forever.
Like Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, and then roller coaster, like, yeah. And you're like, I'm just going on this thing. I have no idea if this is going to stay off the track or not.
Yeah. And you totally didn't have to do it. You knew it was slightly dangerous. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Your choice.
Yep. Skydiving. Same thing.
Morons. Hate that. You ever see those pictures of like the pictures of like the people with the, you know, the where they have their legs hanging from this roller coaster or whatever, and it's like going up and then you just see the one just detach and like in midair, like they just have like freeze frame pictures of like the one that's just detached in midair and you're like, ah,
what?
No.
Like, did they look down?
The coaster cart?
Yeah.
Did they look down?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, you've never seen those? Mm. You see them online every once in a while when they're just like, you know, like BuzzFeed puts out a, like, you know, scariest roller coasters ever. And then you're just like, here it is.
Oh, man.
Ugh. Yeah.
Well, I did my next one.
Was that?
It was like skiing.
Yes, that was your next one?
Recreational activities.
Nice.
Mike's thing was number six. For me, seven would be kind of along the same lines of like the spider bite, but it's like kind of like pneumonia, where like you have this disease, or you have, like, not a disease, but you have a cold or like a big flu, and you're just like, I'm fine. And then you're just like sitting in bed and you start coughing up lungs and shit, and you're like,
something you could have prevented by something
just by going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, for me, that could happen.
Again. Again. All right, we haven't seen you in 10 years. You have AIDS.
Yeah. Just hanging out with magic. What can I say? No, but that's another thing where it's just like something that I could have, that could have been avoided. I mean, I guess like the amusement parks and stuff like that could have been avoided too, but yeah, for me, just like having something, like, you know what? My biggest fear is like having it sitting down, like, I'm sorry, this is, you know, terminal, but came in like maybe a year ago, we could have caught this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So number seven.
I'm fucking, that's why I go to the doctor a lot.
Yep.
Because I'm scared of that shit big time. But yeah, early detection would have been great. Oh, thanks. Thanks for pant load, Chet.
Number six for you, Michael.
Okay, this is a history joke.
Thanks for telling us ahead of time.
You're welcome. Being a soldier killed in the Battle of New Orleans. The Battle of New Orleans took place 2 years, 2 weeks after the war ended.
Oh, yeah.
So how about that dumb luck where you're like, yeah, let's do it! Freedom! Guys, war's over. What? Done.
Cease fire!
That would have sucked.
Ugh.
I think being a soldier, killed in battle is kind of... I mean, everybody says it's like, you know, it's bravery, you know, you're dying for your country, blah, blah, blah.
Watch Saving Private Ryan and tell me how you feel.
That's
after that.
That's the scariest fucking shit ever. You're just in a... You're just on the other side of the planet, you know, getting shot at or whatever. And yeah, Saving Private Ryan, like all like the close-up deaths and stuff. Like
the guy's like, face, remember like when he was like the
I can't
telephone
watch it.
Guy?
Oh, I can't watch it. God. I can't watch that scene. I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't watch that scene. I still have to fast forward that part. It's the worst ever. When he's shouting for Upham and he won't come up with the fucking ammo at the end and the dude just like draws a knife in him. I can't watch that shit. I'm just like, ah, no!
Ugh.
No, can't do it.
Yeah. Jay? Number six.
My number six, I'm going to go with just straight up fire.
Oh.
Yep. Just straight up fire.
That's my number five.
Getting stuck in like a fire or something. Nothing you can do. Just sit there and fucking burn.
Well, I'm guessing, you know, being on fire is worse than like asphyxiation. Like if you couldn't get out somewhere in the smoke. I mean, what? Fire, to me, it's like...
So you probably die from the smoke beforehand, if you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky. You'd rather the smoke than the fire. Yeah. Man, that's ridiculous.
Well, isn't it... Those same people with fire... I don't know how they know this stuff, though, but like people that like, light on fire, they most likely pass out from the shock first before they actually die.
Yeah.
Or something, right? Because your body just completely goes into shock because it burns off all your nerve endings and then you can't really feel anything anymore and you're just fucking done.
True.
Oh, my God. It's still...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Farman Punk, bullet coming from anywhere, never even seeing it coming.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, but that's at least quick and you don't even know.
It's depending on where they shoot you.
It's like Tony Soprano style.
Yeah.
It just goes black.
Yeah, God.
1 minute, you're looking at your daughter who couldn't park a car.
You're looking at your own
your journey. Next minute, black.
Done. Blown in half, taking a while to die. Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. Number six was amusement park. Five for me was fire. Mike, five for you.
Drinking from the wrong holy grail.
Nice. He chose poorly.
You age 800 years in 30 seconds. And you turn into what looks like Large Marge.
Isn't that weird that that's how what happens? Like, who came up with that?
Yeah.
It's like God. It's like, all right, here's what's going to happen. You try and drink a Holy Grail, and you pick the wrong one. This is what happens, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you came up with all those details.
Our God is a vengeful God.
Yeah, that'd be a shame. Do you think, well, how much pain would you be in?
Or the same thing with the wrong holy grail?
Yeah. Would be like the same shock value?
I think shock, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think anything like that where it's just like, it's like fast like that where, you know, for the most part, you're just done in shock. Because you ever get scared? You ever like somebody scares you?
Yeah.
And you're like, holy shit. Like, you know, like millions of things run through your head in a split second. Like, that's, you can just imagine that. Like, just the like perpetual, like, wow. And then just, you're done.
Yeah.
Ugh. You're done.
Jay, number five for you.
My number five is Avalanche.
Oh,
wow. Avalanche would suck so bad.
Because you're alive for a while, man. You just can become like a popsicle.
Well, yeah, so you're out skiing, whatever. An avalanche comes, so you're probably getting a lot of things broken on your way down. And then you're just stuck underneath the snow, and you're... Probably broken arm.
That's terrible.
And the snow is preserving you.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're also freezing and also suffocating.
And starving.
And starving.
Dehydration. And
all at the same time.
Yeah. Wow. And also, here's the other part that sucks about that, is the initial, oh shit, it's an avalanche. Trying to run away in snow is the most...
That just sounds terrible. That just is the worst thing ever.
I mean, I'm guessing you'd probably be skiing or snowboarding.
But still,
yeah,
trying to ski away in snow while an avalanche is coming down for me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That definitely suck.
Oh, my God.
And you're probably also being crushed, like, by the snow.
Snow, yeah. Just, like, slowly but surely getting...
You can't breathe that well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
Okay, since I did number five...
Carl Funk says being in a trash compactor that's not on the security level.
Where can he be?
Shut down!
Meow! Why wouldn't the stormtroopers that were chasing them just waited outside the door?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That would have been the end of the movie. That would have been the end of the whole trilogy. Like, they saw them jump in. And they're like, oh, well. It'll take care of itself.
Anyway.
It's lunchtime.
Yeah. They're on stormtroopers.
Hey, what they got in the cafeteria today at the Death Star?
They're union, so they have to take a break.
Not my level.
Oh, great. Jabba frogs again?
Jeez.
All right. Thanks, Salacious. I'll go for my number four.
I love it. Salacious has a middle initial. It's the best. Is it like Salacious T. Crumb or something like that? Or P. Crumb?
B.
B?
Yeah, Salacious B. Crumb.
I wonder what that stood for. Too bad he's dead.
For my number four, it would be in an ocean, like stranded in the ocean on like...
Oh.
That's
my number three.
A wooden, like a piece of wood that like the boat blew up, and I'm just like, my feet are dangling.
Yeah.
And I just see like different sea creatures coming to get...
Oh, there's monsters in the sea.
Yeah. And I'm just like, and they're just like toying with me, like someone's like biting a toe off, coming back for later. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's fuck with this dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got shipwreck here.
Yeah.
Which, and you just... also has the drowning, also has the dehydration.
You
also
can't
has
drink the water because you drink the water. It's like, you're drinking salt water, it's not helping you out.
The fucking, that movie, what is it, Open Water or whatever?
Oh, brutal.
Yeah.
I still can't watch that. I still haven't watched that. Because that shit, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. But yeah, just the monsters below you just toying with you.
Yeah. You can't see anything.
Oh. It's full of monsters. There's monsters in the ocean.
Big fish or weird fish scare the crap out of me, and just knowing like they're all down there just like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
I freaking hate that. That's my number four.
Seriously, aliens. It's fucking aliens in the ocean, man. Everybody in the shower is getting really freaked out by this topic, by the way. Everybody's like, thanks for the nightmares, guys. This is the most depressing topic ever. I love it.
13 is our season Sarah four of Dexter.
Falling out of a window or falling down the stairs and breaking your neck. That's a brutal one. Ed impaled through the ass on a greased pole, using your own body weight to slowly do the damage. Vlad the Impaler style.
Ow.
That would definitely suck. Farland Punk scarabs crawling under your skin.
Ew.
Like the mummy.
Mm-hmm. Number four for you, Mike.
Going with the same lines of being crushed, but being crushed by a vending machine. Because isn't more people die of vending machines than sharks every year or something like that? Shark attacks.
What would you be going for? What would be your final prize?
Well, that's the point. Like, you would just be... First of all, again, you would be a statistic. You would be like that, the butt of a joke.
Darwin Awards.
Yeah. You would be the butt of a joke, and
people would say at least he died doing what he loved. Trying to buy snacks.
And then what would you be going for? What would be the snack that would do you in? Like, and who would get the free advertising? Skittles?
Beast mode.
Bags of TGI Fridays potato skins.
Skittles taste the rain blood.
What else?
Snickers.
Yeah.
Snickers. Not going on there for a while?
Not. not definitely not.
Vending machine, you aren't. You guys want another beer?
Sure, yeah.
Sure. What's this one?
Death.
This is Grim Reaper Ale.
Botulism at every ounce.
It's a bottle of botulism.
So this is Gumball Head from Three Floyds.
Okay.
It's out of Indiana. It's like a very highly regarded brewery. This is like a hoppy wheat beer. But people kind of go crazy trying to get this.
Where'd you get, Maryland?
I was at my brother-in-law's wedding in Virginia Beach, and her family is from Indiana. So I said, please bring me a case of this.
Oh, this is light.
Yeah, it's nice and light, but
very nice.
Super hoppy.
Very summy.
Mm-hmm.
Summery.
Mm. Yeah, that's like probably one of the the most sought after wheat beers. And then we got some Zombie Dust too, which is like the most sought after pale ale.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some more suggestions from the chat room here. Fallen Punk, suffocation by hiding from Nazis in a latrine. Death by Lays, if you're getting it from the vending machine, get laid before you die. Mm-hmm. Allergic reaction would be a shitty way too. That's, oh. Ed wrote that one.
Mm-hmm. Who's up?
Yeah.
You did the vending machine. That was your number four. Yeah. So Jay, you're up with number four.
Number four. Quicksand.
Mm. My number three.
Wow.
My number three, man.
I guess TV and movies really put the fear of quicksand into people.
It's a John Mulaney skit.
Yeah. Like, what do you say? Like, when I was little, I always thought quicksand would be way more of a problem.
Yeah. Quicksand was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that would suck.
But just the thought of that, like...
Or trying to save your horse.
Mm, that too. Once you're in there, you're stuck. And the more you struggle, the more you sink.
I would sink in a minute because I have no patience. I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah,
that's my number three. But yeah, that is just horrible.
Is that really your number three?
Yeah. Because and it's always like someone's like their vine or their twig is like too small to like help me get out of.
It's just out of reach.
Yeah.
That always scared the shit out of me too on fucking Man vs. Wild. He found quicksand. It was like that was one of my favorite things that he does. He's just
jumped
like,
in it.
Yeah, he's just like, right here is a whole big pit of quicksand. Now, what you want to do is you want to look out for these, and you never want to get in. But I'm going to show you how to get out. Hold on. He just jumps right in, and he's like, all right, this is how you get out. He's like, what you want to do is... And
take
he's like,
your can to, of peanut butter that you put in your right pocket.
Yeah, and he's like trying to explain to you like exactly how to get out.
And I'm dead.
Yeah.
Equally scary is like falling through ice into like a frozen lake. That's fucking brutal too.
Yeah, the fact that they tell you that you get like so discombobulated that you don't know which way is down and which way is up, that most people like die because they swim the wrong direction.
Yeah.
They just go
pull a Costanza and go the opposite way.
Yeah.
I got that reference.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, my number three was quicksand. Mike, you're up.
Three? I'm on three?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I saw this in a movie once, and it really scared the shit out of me. Being stuck in a pool while the motorized cover closes over top of you.
Mm.
Like swimming underwater,
yep.
And somebody closes the pool.
What movie was that?
I don't know. I have no idea, but it scared the shit out of me. I think just drowning in general is just
terrible. Yeah. That's a rough one.
Oh, my God. I just gave Art a nightmare. I just see this. This is. I just see a 4 a.m. Art right now. Just, oh boy, I can't.
I throw off the covers violently.
It's not good. You're just elbowing your wife in the head.
Did you guys read that Chuck Palahniuk?
Chuck Palahniuk.
Palahniuk.
Yeah.
The short story where the guy is. I don't know. Oh, I think he's like jerking off, like, but sitting.
You read that to me, like, on the when you were doing your morning show back in the day. We had like the after show or whatever, and you read that to me about like him, like, this is it was all twisted.
Yeah, the guy would like I think go swim down to the bottom of the deep end of the pool, like where the filter is like a grate on the bottom of the pool.
Put his ass on it.
He would like sit on it with his
shorts on. Yeah, I don't
and like jerk off because it would like suction his ass. And then it fucking starts ripping out his asshole. And as he's swimming up, it's just fucking tearing him up. Tearing his fucking insides out. Gets stuck in there.
And remember
so the more he tries to swim up to the top, the more it fucking pulls out. Yeah, you gotta read that. It's in, what's the name of the book it's in? I'll have to look it up.
Death or something? Or no?
I forget, but like he'll do... He does readings of it at like bookstores, and people pass out.
Well, like, do you remember the end of the story where like because he was jerking off, and like the family didn't see him in there, and his sister went in there, and didn't she get pregnant?
What?
Didn't you say that or something? Like, didn't
bitch gonna get pregnant?
I'm gonna get everybody pregnant.
There was whatever something happened, like
pregnant. Is he still alive, Tracy Morgan?
Tracy, yeah, he's all right. They moved him to a little bit of a what?
I remember you said something along those lines.
Okay, I don't know. Oh, I think it's called Haunted. I'll look it up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's the way he fucking writes it, dude. He says literally like 2 to 3 people will pass out when he does readings of it.
I'd be one of them easily.
I just made my balls tingle. Do you ever hear something like so terrible you just, your legs go numb?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking your balls tingle. I get that shit all the time. I fucking hate that shit. Jesus.
Sarah.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a short story called Guts. Oh, God. It's responsible for 73 instances of people passing out.
Oh.
Is that your number three?
No.
My number three was drowning / shipwreck.
Yeah.
Okay. My number two, do you remember the movie, was it Creepshow 1 or Creepshow 2, where someone like buried a guy up into like his neck to the sand and let the tide come in?
Oh, Lord.
I think that's one.
Yeah. And so you get buried there and you wake up and you're just, I would freak out. You wake up and all of a sudden you're neck deep in sand and you can't get out, and all of a sudden you're just waiting for the high tide.
Oh my God.
And it slowly comes and keeps on covering you up and you're dead.
I'm gonna pass out. I can't take this anymore.
That's my number two.
Oh God.
I just can't do it. I can't do it.
All right, Mike, number two for you.
What happened? Where are we? What's going on?
Everybody here, and everybody in the chat room, keep a sleep journal tonight.
Sleep journal.
Yeah, it's from the book Haunted, the short story Guts.
Here is another one where I just don't want to. It's just embarrassing when they find you. Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Mm.
First of all, who figured this out? Who figured out that this is a way to get off? You tie a belt around your neck or something, you hang yourself, and then as you jerk off, and then you fucking... You just do it a little too tight just that one time, and then whoop, that's it. You're right, done. And then somebody finds you hanging from a fucking doorknob with your dick in your hands. It's the worst.
That's he went out the way he loved.
Yeah, he died doing what he loved. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah.
Jay, your number two?
My number two is... Have you guys seen Signs?
Yeah. M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, when Mel Gibson's wife gets crushed in between a tree and a car.
Oh.
And she's still alive, but they know as soon as they pull the car apart, she's going to die because the car is, like, holding her shit together. So some kind of situation like that, where something horrific occurs, and you're still alive.
Yeah.
But the minute they take you out of it, you're done because everything's just going to... That's like one of the most brutal scenes I've ever seen, like, in any movie. And it's not really. It's
I know,
but it's
just the whole just idea. The thought, yeah,
I take it back.
Like,
Art, this
like
was a
you're
terrible
stuck
idea.
There, and like they call all your loved ones to like come say goodbye to you, and you're like half out of it. And at some point, they're gonna have to pull that car away, and then that's it, and everything comes spilling out of you.
That's terrible.
By the way, you're
welcome, everybody. Valido says. By the way, that's how you kill Bill from auto asphyxiation.
Yes, true.
But yeah, that's fucking rough.
All right, going to the number ones.
Thanks, Art.
It's probably the same thing, like if you get like impaled on something, and they know when they like take you off it, or something goes through you.
What video
like
game?
Or through your head, or your fucking heart, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still all right, and then but once that comes out, that's it.
What video game was it where they show you like they show you a first person account of someone getting beheaded, and it's like the person getting beheaded, and then they hold up the head, and like you see you're from the point of view of the head, and you see yourself, and you see yourself passing out, and you see yourself being held up and shit. Oh God. Fucking crazy.
My number one is torture, any type of torture, but one that for some reason I've read about in like weird medieval stuff is that they strap you down, kind of, and then they take your fingernails and your toenails and like rip them off, but they rip them off really slow, so your skin, they like rip them off everywhere to like go up your legs, up your arms and all that stuff, and you just kind of like slowly bleed out.
Oh, I can't feel my legs.
Just think about when you have a hangnail and you kind of rip off the bane. Just think of that like times a million. I read about that. I'm like, oh my, that is the, I do not want to die that way. And you just like you can't do anything, and they're just slowly, and like I see like a bunch of people, like a nightmare, like a bunch of people doing it and laughing at me. Freak me out, dude.
Yeah, I'd be stuck somewhere and just be getting tortured.
I don't like watching people break their arms on Tosh.0. I don't. I hate that.
So
but
yeah,
but
man.
He's so funny and cheeky.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah. Torture is torture.
Yeah, it's brutal.
There's a reason why they call it torture. It's terrible.
Number one for you.
Any disease that's so rare that they have to name it after you. That's my worst fucking fear. That is my worst fear. Where you go to the doctor and they're like, I have no idea what the fuck this is.
Like, how long do you have to stay here? Do you mind staying here the whole day? Hold on, yeah. Mike, you got to come in here, dude. Check this out. Call Bill. Call Doug.
Yes. Get the CDC on the phone with me.
Get them down here stat. You don't mind doing some tests for us, do you? We'll pay you.
Yeah.
We'll pay you.
Yeah. Something that they have to name after you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
how'd he die? Oh, the Googs?
Yeah. Yeah, Lou Gehrig's disease. Wow, what a coincidence. He's Lou Gehrig. That old joke. Oof.
My number one is chimp attack.
What?
Chimp attack.
That's one of the funniest ways to die.
No,
not at all, but no. Chimp.
Dude, first they bite off your fingers, your hands and feet, and then your face. And
your testicles.
Your genitalia.
Go immediately after the testicles.
And then they'll just go with whatever they want next after that. Or any kind of like a fucking bear attack or something. Where they're just literally eating you alive. Just
a Velociraptor.
Wild, a wild animal.
Yeah.
Clever girl.
Just a wild animal attack.
You're alive.
You're alive when they eat you.
I think that would suck. Just to be eaten alive by something or just mauled to death.
Yeah. Louis C.K.'s got a great bit about that. Mm-hmm. About how, like, he talks about how he's like, we've gotten out of the food chain. Do you realize how amazing that is? That we're out of the food chain. For everybody else, everybody's life ends with being eaten. Your life ends with, oh my God! No! That's how your life ends otherwise. We're so lucky that we're, like, in a bed and we're like, I love you. Loved ones around you. He's like, can you imagine if there were cheetahs at the train station? He's like, if you had to dodge like predators every day, how fucking terrible it would be.
I'm not taking the 920, man. I don't know, three people died yesterday.
Farland Punk says, eaten alive by baby seals.
Yeah, Farland Punk, I said before, eaten by ants. I said fire ants. Fire ants is, that was terrible.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Some pretty good ways to die. Or not, really.
Did you have... You had your one?
Yeah.
What about best way?
Best way?
If you had to pick.
Slim Pickens. Riding a fucking bomb at the plane. It's exactly how I'd like to go. Yeehaw! Woo! That would be fucking greatest.
I'd say car, garage, ignition.
Really?
Just pass out. Go to sleep.
Yeah. Isn't that still like
in my sleep
asphyxiation?
No, like you yourself? But you pass out for you go to sleep and then that's it. You just don't wake up. You don't. It's not like you have no air suffocation. It's just CO2 going in you.
But you know what sucks though is if you survive that, aren't you like completely brain damaged?
Well, you don't survive it. That's the point.
No, but like if like people find you like before you're 100% dead and revive you, aren't you like? Didn't you like do major damage?
What if your Slim Pickens bomb was a dud? And you just break all the bones in your body, but you're still alive.
Airplane? Riding a bomb out of an airplane?
That's right. People survive
skydiving accidents where their chute doesn't open.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that shit happens.
That's fucking amazing. People surviving that shit.
You ever hear about... There's some guy who said... He's like a crazy skydiver, like stunt guy. He wants... His ultimate stunt is to jump out of a plane with no parachute or anything. And he wants to build like a big like ramp. So that he hits it perfect and just fucking slides right down. Just pops up.
Never happen.
Isn't that crazy?
Never
happen.
That's like what he wants to do. That's like his ultimate stunt.
They have some of those guys, though, that jump out of airplanes with those wingsuits and land on those.
Huh?
I've seen that, which is crazy to me. Mm-hmm. They fucking fly around with those wingsuits and go like 100 miles an hour and then slow down.
Yes, it is. I'm not wearing hockey masks.
How about you guys in the chat room?
The people that jump off bridges.
Worst and best way.
Well, there was that one guy that survived that, you know that documentary, The Bridge or whatever? Uh-huh. So, the one guy that survived, he said that when he jumped off, right when he jumped off, the first thing out of his, the first thing he thought of was like, I didn't wish I did that. That's gonna be terrible.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I'm gonna kill myself. Nope, I don't want to.
I regret something.
That's gonna suck. Yeah. Anything in the chat room you guys like? Where you want to go?
Sorry, chat room and internets, how we scared you.
Raped by a dolphin and then eaten by a shark.
Wow.
I think vice versa would be worse.
Raped by a shark, eaten by a dolphin? Because they got such little teeth.
So Finkel and Einhorn.
It would take so long for them to eat you. Dying in my sleep would be pretty shit. Because my cat would eat my lips and eyes before the stink attracts attention.
Yep, I'm with you, Ed. Just die in your sleep.
Very true. Cats are the worst. Cats are the worst. They're just waiting for their owners to die so they can eat them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think that'll do it for our happy podcast. Next episode.
Everyone remember that Chuck Palahniuk story when you're swimming. Summer.
God damn it.
Guts.
I hate that. I hate your face right now.
Sweet dreams and happy living. So for Mike...
Thea.
See ya. Jay and Art, see ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures. So much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name. I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
You think they had it? Think someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they got, they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.